Good morning. Rescuers yesterday were trying to find a two-year-old boy who'd fallen down a well more than 100 metres deep and just 25 centimetres wide. The search began on Sunday afternoon and continued overnight near Totalen, a village in the hills northeast of Malaga. They don't know if the boy is still alive. A camera lowered into the well found his bag of sweets and a plastic cup 75 metres down. Firefighters and police inserted tubing to shore up the hole, dug to get water. They're still trying to work out how best to get the two-year-old, named by local media as Ewan, out of the hole. Nobody can squeeze down the narrow shaft, so the plan is to drill a parallel tunnel, but rescuers must avoid knocking the borehole sides. The boy's father rang police at 1400 hours local time on Sunday to tell them that Ewan had fallen into the well. Guardia Civil officers joined dozens of firefighters with specialist equipment. Spanish authorities pulled 493 migrants from eight rickety boats in the Mediterranean yesterday, but blocked a humanitarian rescue ship from leaving port in Barcelona, saying it violated maritime regulations on previous trips. An order from Spanish authorities to the aid group Proactiva Open Arms said their boat had violated maritime regulations to leave those rescued at sea at the nearest port. This happened on the boat's most recent mission in December, when some 300 migrants saved near Libya were brought to Spain. The aid group has appealed the decision, arguing that the ship only came to Spain after both Malta and Italy had turned it away. Proactiva Open Arms says the ship has rescued 5,619 people in the Mediterranean since July 2017. Police say they have arrested 182 people alleged to have taken part in a cockfight. The arrests took place on Saturday in the Murcia region when police raided the clandestine event that organisers called a national championship. Those arrested were charged with animal cruelty, police said yesterday. The police raid confiscated some €300,000 in cash involved in illegal bets. Police say the fight involved breeders of roosters from across Spain. And a wanted British expat has been arrested in Marbella for raking in more than £1 million a year through drug trafficking. The 44-year-old man from Liverpool, whose identity has not yet been revealed, was arrested under a European arrest warrant in San Pedro de Alcantara on Thursday. Officers identified the wanted man as he was leaving a gym close to his Spanish home. On approaching him, the man grabbed a metal bench and threw it at an officer before running away. Officers managed to catch and arrest him a few metres down the road. Police revealed that he'd fled the UK whilst on bail. He was expected to serve a maximum sentence of 19 years. A court date is expected to be set in the coming weeks. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.